The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Exciting part of the show. The fans have already lined up on on the tweets, okay? Because actor, writer and comedian to the stars, I always like to say in this show. Pat Short, best known for Dunbelievable's comedy show, the TV series Killing the Scully, and he is back with a brand new show, Selfie, coming to Vicar Street October 9th and 10th. Pat Short, welcome.
Jenny, how are you? This is the coolest part of RTE. I've never been here before.
Isn't it lovely?
I'm not allowed to come down here.
You wouldn't think you were in RTE when you're down here. You feel like you're in a nightclub.
I feel like we're going back to your gaff after this.
Steady on. It's a bit early for that, like, Pat.
Well, it does. It feels like it's late night here. It's cool. I mean, it's no point in talking about because people at home in their houses can't.
They're probably going, what are they talking about? It's basically like Copperface Jacks without the nurses and the guards. Although, I don't know, that's debatable. So tell us, you've been really busy. You're just back from Australia anyway.
I was out touring out in Australia there. We did a great run of gigs in all over kind of Sydney, Perth, Melbourne, all around there. And then after that, I flew back to London last weekend and filmed this series with guys from Host of London. People would know it from Channel 4. It's a really good show. It's Matt Perry and Arthur Matches, whose Father Ted is writing it at the moment. So that was good fun. And then I came back to Dublin here. I haven't actually been home in about 4 weeks.
Is it that long?
I've gone home this evening.
Were you missed by the family?
Not at all.
They must have.
They must have said,
when's Dad getting home?
I have two teenage girls and there's and a boy around 12, but the teenage girls, not a chance. They couldn't care less.
Are you not a bit more popular though? Because you know, for them, you're not like a normal dad that the rest of us have.
Yeah, I suppose. You know, yeah, that's probably true. But they wouldn't tell you that. They're too cool to tell you that.
They're like, I love him, but Jesus, don't give him a big head.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us about the new show. It's called Selfie,
it's a show. I wrote it last year, and I did a bit of touring around Ireland, and obviously we're Australian. This is the first time it's come to Dublin, so it's kind of exciting. Funny enough, I'd normally do it the other way around, but the show is my background is music, and I spent a long time playing with different bands and this and that. So I always loved the whole idea of the part-time musician, you know, and because you work with loads of musicians that are like that. So this character, Mossy Burke, is a character that his day job is an undertaker, which I just like the idea of that because it's kind of almost like the entertainment business in its own way.
Well,
the best crack in
Ireland. You're right.
The best crack is an Irish funeral. You can't beat it, you know.
Yeah.
So, and the stories you hear from it. So I don't really want to give away too much about the show because you nearly have to come and see it.
Yeah.
But anyone that's ever been to one of my shows before, it turned the whole venue into a performance, and the people there are part of the performance as well and such. So it's without tearing the head off anyone, but it's good crack.
And have you used any experiences from funerals that you were actually at where funny things have happened? You know, because there is often that case where, you know, you get a fit of the giggles or something happens or someone farts or you're like not Lorraine, obviously. Sorry, Lorraine looks horrified. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, she's the race to the bottom. She's going. No, I do remember actually a funny one happened at my grandaunt's funeral years back. And there was, the family are all at the front and you're sitting there and it's you know, this thing is dragging out. And just as about to head into the prayers or whatever it was, this old one starts shuffling up and she leans into the coffin, which is a tradition down the country, and kisses the corpse, which is, we're looking at her going, oh my God. And then she nestles into the front where all the family is.
Did you say she nestled into the coffin?
No, she sat into the front and she turned around to me, Dad, and said, he went very grey in the end, didn't he? I was like, are you at the right funeral here? She was at the totally the wrong funeral.
What? I thought you were going to say she was the pit in the side.
No.
No?
We hadn't voted yes at that stage.
It's a funny thing because I find funerals, like, I remember my favourite film, and I didn't particularly enjoy the remake, but was Death at a Funeral, the original British film, which, you know, had all these great actors in it and all these highly inappropriate things and, you know, the wrong body in the coffin and everything. And it's just, you can find humour in the worst and saddest places. And I think as Irish people, we love laughing at something awful.
Well, I mean, it's, you go to a funeral and it's great because it's not like a wedding. You know, you go to, sometimes you go to a wedding, you have to go to a wedding, but when you go to a funeral, you want to go to a funeral. And it's always a
bit... Do you?
Well, you do, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
What am I going to wear?
It's always last minute. You never plan a funeral that way.
Well, I always find, you know, I have a problem, you know, you're sort of like, do I have anything black? You always, do you still have to wear black, or is that kind of, is that gone?
I think that's gone. Unless, I mean, gosh, not to get into the ethics of funerals, if you're, maybe if you're in the family, maybe, or something like
we
that.
We should have had someone from Expose on here telling us, how do you dress for the funeral? Etiquette.
Yeah, for funerals.
You've also got a new TV show, you were just saying to me off air there, that you finished recording for RT, but it's music based.
Yeah, it's music. Well, my background is music, as I said earlier on, and I was working closely with Dave Heffernan. A lot of people would know Dave, and the thing came about when we were working on a program about 2 years ago, which Dave did, about Joe Dolan, and I was contributing to it.
Yeah.
And I'd worked with Joe, and I knew him many, many years ago. It was a great character. So it was out of that, we got chatting, because that show was looking at archive footage and all the rest, and Dave was saying, God, there's some great footage there. So we, you know, put the heads together and we started kind of talking about what way to drive it and everything else. So it's a show that looks at live performances in the archive and RT over the last number of years, and there's some really interesting stuff and great stuff. And
is Johnny Logan in there?
Johnny Logan would be, actually, he couldn't but be in there. Johnny Logan is in there. But it's interesting, like there's the Blades and there's areas of country music as well, looking at Chris Christopherson, Dolly Parton, and of course Irish country stars, and interesting performances. There's a great one from Tom Waits, actually, which I was talking to someone about.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't realize. From 1981, an appearance he did on the Late Late Show with Gay Byrne, and that's just absolute gold. Like, it's
incredible.
Fantastic.
I never knew, actually, that Tom Waits had been on the Late Late Show here before.
There was another fantastic recording of The Jam in an afternoon kids show.
Wow.
Off the top of my head, I could sing you the song, but I won't.
Oh, no, go on.
I can't remember the name of it, but interesting.
Listen, I wouldn't stop you from singing if you wanted to give us a bar pass.
No, you're all right. It's a bit early for it. But there's a load of interesting clips like that, which are fascinating. And there's some very funny stuff. There was a great clip as well we came across of Bill O'Hurley talking about his show band down in Cove and Cork back in the 60s and introducing them.
Wow.
And that was a very, very, very young Bill O'Hurley. Mm. So, and then there's more contemporary stuff as well. But it was interesting to see how music changed over the years. You know, I think I was mentioning earlier that, you know, there was a lot of live TV shows and stuff from the Synod in Dublin and in Christchurch, and rock shows and all sorts of stuff on around the 70s and 80s and that. But it seemed to kind of diminish. And when we're looking through the archive, there wasn't as many live TV shows dedicated to bands and that from the 90s and that. So a lot of the stuff is quite old. After that, you got to look towards the Pat Kenny's, Kenny Lives, and the Late Late Shows for live band appearances, because there was no dedicated shows. So it's great to see Imelda May doing a show at the moment.
That's a brilliant show.
It's a fantastic show.
And I think what's lovely about Imelda is she has such a lovely way about her that, you know, she's just very, it's like someone sitting in her living room chatting to her, you know what I mean? And I think other musicians, when they're on it, they're really comfortable when they're talking to her, you know?
Aye, because she's got respect, like, you know what I mean?
She's brilliant.
She's brilliant. She's amazing. And she's a fantastic performer herself. So it's fantastic to see someone like her doing a dedicated music show. And good to see it back on the air again, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, I didn't realise quite the musical background that you came from, because I do remember your dulcet tones from the car insurance ads.
The which?
1-8-90-2-2-2-2-2-2-2. And when I watch them, there's a few of them, but there's one in particular where there's a couple sitting in the car and your woman is cracking up, and I'm thinking, how many takes did that take?
I think that might have been the first or second take. Only she cracked up in the car. It was hilarious. She just couldn't keep it together. I think it was, I don't think she was expecting it. And then I just popped up in between the two of them and she just went completely. And they kept it and they used it, which was quite funny.
Oh, it is absolutely. Any chance you doing any more of them?
I hope not. I got shot around the country. But I remember bringing my young fella to a rugby match and he was only 7. He was playing in the match. And he comes around to me after and he says, that fellow over there, he's dead. I say, oh, yeah. He says, his dad can't stand you. I said, why?
Serious?
And he says, yeah, he's working in the post office.
Oh, no.
It was on loop in the post office, you see.
Oh, God.
It would probably drive you demented.
It was one of those ads that you never wanted to come on just before you were going to bed, because you'd be in bed going, I thought they were genius anyway. I enjoyed
them. Thank you very much.
So anyway, Selfie is coming to Vicar Street October 9th and 10th. So two nights you're going to be playing there.
Two nights we're there, I think. Yeah, we're just back in from New York and Boston, so we'll be straight into to Vicar Street. And it's good. Yeah, it's going to be great. I always love playing Vicar Street because it's perfect venue, you know, for the gigs and getting down into the crowd and that. So it's really good.
Brilliant. And the show itself, which is Music on the Tilly.
Oh, yeah.
When is that going to be actually aired?
I think we're at the 30th of October, which is a Friday night. I think we're going out around 8:30.
Any Daniel O'Donnell?
I don't think in this one, I don't think we have. No, actually.
I don't know if I'll be able to watch it now, Pat. You know what I mean? Will you be watching him on Strictly Come Dancing?
Tom and the Mainliners. I will, of course. I think it's going to be brilliant to him on Strictly Come Dancing.
Would you do Strictly yourself?
No.
Would you do Celebrity Big Brother?
No.
Okay. Would you? I'm trying. Celebrity Banish Store.
No, I wouldn't. Okay, I do Celebrity Nothing. I just.
Would you? I'm trying to think of something else for you now. I can't think of any. Pat Short, it's such a pleasure to have you in, and I will look forward to going to check out the show.
Thanks.
Selfie in Vicar Street October 9th and 10th. We'll put details up online as well, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing the music programme as well.
I know, you'll enjoy it. Yeah, it'll be great fun. And listen, we'll come back here and we'll wreck the place somewhere.
Come on in, Nicky, be back next time. You can really wreck it. Okay, we might even get him. You could do a duet with him.
Oh, there
I
you
can
go.
Do the triangle. Pat Short,
listen,
everybody,
thanks, Jenny.
Thank you.
Bye.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Maverick